T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, because thank God it's Friday, our Friday home of the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and making his triumphant return from vacation. I wasn't sure if he was coming back. People were dying down in Cancun, left and right, and he's got a golden tan, looking good. Mike Reese is back. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Johnny Marks?
Yeah, what's up with all these... You mentioned it when I came in, and I'm like, hold on, and then I did a quick Google search.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's crazy down there in Cancun, man.
I'm surprised you made it back alive, seriously.
No, in all seriousness, man, so am I. No, but for real, we had a great time all week, man. Enjoyed the week off. Apple's vacation was awesome. And all the fans, man, had about like 120, 130 fans that came down for the week. Some of them are still there. But we had a wonderful time, and it was through the Eagles and Apple's vacation. And Mac Hollins was there, and Sheldon Gibson was there, and my bro, Brian Westbrook, was there. And so
B-West was there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and so we had a great time, man, really just entertaining the fans and hanging out with them.
And enjoying some Ike juice by the pool?
Yeah, lots of Ike juice, man, lots, yes. Yeah, lots of that. I think I'll be good for about.
You need a cleanse.
Well, you know the funny thing is, right? Because when I was ready to go yesterday. I mean, I was like done.
You were ready to go.
Yeah, man. It was over after Wednesday night. I couldn't get to that airport fast enough yesterday.
But think about those resorts when you have all inclusive. They're just squirting alcohol in your mouth the whole time you're there, right?
Yeah.
You can't get away from it.
Can't get away from it. There's nothing else to do but. Have fun, go swimming, you know, take a couple walks up and down the beach. So certainly enjoyed that, but I was ready to get back, man. I can't do it like I used to.
No, I just is getting old, man.
I can't do it like I used to. But I said to my wife, right, well, it looks like I'm at the detox for about a month or so, right? Completely forgot about the NBA playoffs starting up this weekend. So, you know.
Yeah, maybe a night off.
Listen. I'll sleep the night with no problem, slept in the day. No, check this out. I didn't even sleep in the day. Still got up, sent the kids to school this morning.
Look at you.
Yeah, get out. Y'all got to go. Go back to school this morning. Then went back to sleep, and I'll rest today. I'll be ready tomorrow. Was it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, ESPN, Philadelphia 76ers. Ike, it's pretty amazing.
I'll be ready.
Brett Brown, great show today. Brett Brown's going to join us at 3 o'clock. Day before the big game, 52 wins.
Should be coach of the year.
You know, it's unbelievable. I know they didn't have a tough schedule down the stretch. They still won every game. It's still amazing that they didn't trip up in one of those games. The Hawks game looked like it was going to be maybe one of those games where you looked ahead and the team made. But no, without Joel Embiid, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, listen, when they put this schedule together for the Sixers, I'm just guessing that they thought they would, bury the Sixers early by having them play all those Western Conference teams like Houston and Golden State. I think they played all these teams in like a month. And Cleveland, all these teams early. But the Sixers sort of, they treaded water early. And then they got to play some of the lesser teams late in the year.
Yes, they did.
Whereas the NBA kind of tried to set it up for the powerhouses to play the lesser teams early so they can get off to a good start and be in a good position late. Well, that didn't necessarily work. The Sixers got better as the season went along. They added veteran pieces that I think that have made them a deeper team.
Oh, yeah.
And what did they win? 16 in a row?
16 in a row.
16 in a row. Hottest team in the NBA right now. No one, and I mean no one, wants to play the Sixers.
No, you're right.
No one wants to play the Sixers right now.
You are right, yeah. And the Heat come into town. Sixers, huge, huge favorites. Even with the status of Joel Embiid not known, Brett Brown, I know earlier today, I believe, told Dan Patrick that Embiid will not play game one. Here's what I say to that, and Brett's coming up at 3 o'clock. I don't believe it. I will believe that he's not playing when he's not playing. We have heard this before where he's not playing and then he says, nah, I'm playing.
I'm ready to go.
So I don't know. I have no inside information. I'm just saying when he is not in the lineup and in a suit, I will believe he's not playing on Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Listen, I think their intentions right now is to go into tomorrow's game without Joel Embiid. But when he's your best player and he says he's good to go, you know, how do you keep him out of there? Here's the thing that I'll say. If it's true he doesn't play tomorrow, I mean, game two is what, Monday?
Game two is, yes, Monday, 8 o'clock again.
I mean, what, is he miraculously going to heal 100% from Saturday to Monday? All of a sudden he's going to be ready to go Monday because he didn't go tomorrow? So my only point is that I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go until game three.
Yeah, so if he's going to play game two, why not just play game one?
Why wouldn't you play game
right.
one?
Right, and game three is Thursday. Yeah. So that gives you, it's almost
especially
another week.
A whole other week. Yeah.
Yeah, so that you're right, that makes sense. And maybe depending on what happens in game one, but the way they've been playing, the way Ben Simmons has been playing, the way that, as you said, some of the late additions have been playing, the team looks unbelievable right now. I mean, it really, really does. And it's going to be, when Joe comes back, there may be half a game where they got to get used to.
Playing with him again.
They were playing a much different game without Joe.
Yeah, but it's only been what? How many games has that been? What was that?
Got to be at least 10.
Was it 10 games?
I don't know. Look that up, Ben. Been something like that.
It's 2 weeks.
Well, it's been longer than 2 weeks, no?
2 weeks ago? No. Remember, tomorrow would have made it 2 weeks exactly, I believe.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
From when he had the surgery.
Well, it's a good point. But we'll talk to Brett coming up. Yeah. We'll ask Brett at 3 o'clock.
Listen, don't get in your mind that we can do this thing without the big fella. We need the big fella, because as soon as you lose one of these games, that's the first thing we'll be screaming. When is 21 coming back?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If something happens game one, he's playing game two regardless.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that goes without saying. I do think that they'll be fine without Joel Embiid.
I do, too.
But I also want him back as soon as he's ready to come back, because they're that much better of a team, obviously. I read something on the website, thebiglead.com. They did a post on the top 25 players under the age of 25. You've seen stuff like this before on various websites or whatever. And Ben Simmons is number one. Ahead of the Greek Freak, ahead of Joel Embiid, ahead of anybody. Ben Simmons number one on the under 25, and he was called the best rookie since Magic Johnson. And the primary reason they went from 28 wins to 52 wins.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of caught me in my tracks. And I was like, the primary reason that they got up to 52 wins? I mean, a big part of it. Primary reason?
I wouldn't say he was the primary reason. I believe Joel Embiid is the engine that makes this thing go. But I will say this. It's because of Ben Simmons' play that they are at 52 wins. And the reason why I say that is that somebody has to be out there getting the rest of the team involved. That's not what Joel Embiid does. Joel Embiid knows how to – he's a great defensive player, and he knows how to get himself going. I'm not saying he's like the black hole when you throw him the ball. He can't throw it to anyone else. My only point is that he's not out there averaging 7, 8, 9 assists a game, and that's Ben Simmons. And the fact that Ben Simmons is a guy who has played within his game and is unselfish – I think it's given the rest of those guys confidence, and it's allowed them to have better years. So it's really what a true point guard making everyone else better does for the team. So, yeah, I can see where someone would think it's really Ben Simmons and his maturity and his acceleration as a player in this league this year that's really put the Sixers where they are.
Well, I mean,
just say if Ben Simmons had one of these rookie years where, take Lonzo Ball, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stat department, but not really impactful.
You know,
not really impactful. Well, it's because Ben Simmons has been able to impact the game as much as he has is the reason why the Sixers are as good as they are. I can see that. Doesn't necessarily mean he's their best player, but, yeah, I could see where his play has made them a 52-win team.
He has, and think about it, Joel Embiid being a center, he only touches the ball so much.
Right.
Ben Simmons handles the ball more than anybody. He gets more touches more than anybody in the NBA. So you would have to look at that and say, man, his impact has been unbelievable. And the way he's been playing, especially since Embiid went down, where he really did step it up.
I'll tell you, the biggest thing I've been surprised with him is his ability to play defense.
He's been a great defender.
Yeah,
he's been good.
Much better than what I thought it would be at that size, being able to defend. And not always smaller guys, but at times he certainly does defend smaller guys. So, yeah, when you look at that part of it, I mean, you got a good 1-2 punch going here. You got a good 1-2 punch going here that has a chance to be a great 1-2 punch.
Yes, yes, yes. Sixers, listen to this. On the series, the line on the series, if you want to win $100, you have to bet $440 to win $100.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I can't believe that it's that high. In other words, with the Heat, if you want to win $320, you bet $100. And then you would win $320 if the Heat win the series. Sixers are huge favorites in the series against the Heat. We'll talk about it. We have Brett Brown coming up at 3 o'clock, 888-729-9494.
The Heat are sneaky.
I agree.
They're sneaky. I don't think they can beat the Sixers four times, but they're sneaky.
Yeah, the remember the last game when we were doing the LeBron watch, and he was in the locker room. And he was watching the end of the game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
JJ missed the shot, and he dropped the F-bomb. Remember?
Yeah, he sent us into a tizzy.
He did.
Out here.
Yeah, he did.
Is he still coming? He's still coming to Philly?
He's not coming now. Oh, okay. No, I changed my mind. No, we don't need him anymore. But is it set up now, and this is where people are going, is it set up, and I'm not just talking about fans calling us. I'm not just talking about a knucklehead like me. Marshall Harris was on the show yesterday, and he's saying that he believes the 76ers are going to go to the finals. But the way that this is set up now, with Cleveland being 4 mm-hmm. and the Sixers being 3, all they really have to do is do what they're supposed to do and win these series.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have Toronto and Cleveland, essentially, that are knocking each other around, and the Sixers may be in the Eastern Conference Finals against a beat-up Raptors or a Cavs team.
Listen, I didn't believe it until Joel got hurt, and you start watching them play, and I'm like, okay, the team is a little deeper than I anticipated it being. They're going to the NBA Finals.
You believe that?
They're going to the NBA Finals. And here's the thing with me. I was never worried about the Cavs. Now, we know what LeBron James is. We know what LeBron James is. He's going to do his thing. He did that, last Friday?
Yeah, he was a one-man wrecking crew.
And they still lost. So he's going to do that, but they don't have an answer at the other positions. Toronto was the team that I was a little concerned with, and they've staggered coming down the stretch here.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They don't really scare you.
No,
as a number one seed, they don't really scare you.
But I thought
you.
They were more of a complete team, whereas I look at Cleveland as a one-man show. And I don't think a one-man show. It's going to be enough to beat this Sixers team.
All right, so we got Sixers, 888-729-9494. How about this? I saw some random person on Twitter just have this. He was making the case that the 2018 76ers would beat the 2001 76ers. Just think about that for a second. A beloved team with Allen Iverson, but really with not that much otherwise. The size on this team, the size on this team and the depth at this point.
Yeah, I can't. You got to give me time to let me.
I know. I know.
Ponder
that's what
that
I'm
for a second.
So
yeah.
Say, because we're up against it. I want you to think about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say 2018 would win, but the more I think about it, the more I wonder. Even though they were a team that went to a final, how would they beat them?
Right. Well, we'll break it down later. I need to walk through this thing in order to come to a conclusion.
888-7-2.
I haven't thought about it, so you just stumped me a little bit. I mean, I spent the last 6 months talking about the 2017 Eagles being better than the 2004 Eagles. Right?
Exactly.
We just did this.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I had the correct answer up until February 4th.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
And then the answer changed.
Also,
the answer changed. Once you win it all, you're the best.
One thing that we'll be doing throughout the show here, in 2009 on today's date, Harry Callis passed away. I remember the word coming down shortly before I was going on the air. I was working with Mike at the time. Mm-hmm. You were working nights.
Yeah.
Howard was on.
He was on before me, yeah.
Before you, so he was doing the
3-7. That was when we were doing 3-7.
Yeah, I don't know if I was on a two or three, because at some point I was three, but then right. It was two. But it's one of these things where you work in radio or you work in TV, and you think you have an idea of what you're going to do on a show, and then everything's out the window because breaking news happens. And with Harry Callis passing away, it was my childhood just flashed before my eyes. That's the growing up and listening to Harry and Richie on the radio for most of the years. I remember where I was when Whitey died, when Richie died. I was driving back from a job interview listening to the morning show.
Yeah.
Where they said it in 1997, September of 97.
And the thing with HK dying that day, right? It wasn't opening day, right?
It wasn't opening day, but it was...
I know it was coming. They were in Washington.
They were definitely in Washington,
yes. Yeah, they were
yes.
on the road. They were in Washington, and coming off the World Series win. So we are still in a little bit of the...
The season start late or something like that?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, because it wasn't that deep. It wasn't deep into the season.
No, it wasn't. And I don't even know if it made it to the actual season. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure somebody else knows. That's exactly where we were in the schedule at that point. But I just remember having to come on, and I wanted to make sure that I was doing the paying of respect and a tribute to Harry Callis the way that it should have been done, especially in this town. And so I was actually nervous about having to do the show, not being born here and raised here, although my first introduction to Harry Callis is obviously hearing his voice on NFL films.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And then you got here, you're like, oh! Yeah,
right, exactly. Right? Yes, exactly. So Rob Cherry, I think, was doing updates at that time. He came in,
You guys did the show.
Yeah, he did the show together. So, and, Rob, obviously being from here and being a lifer, he did it. He did the honor of driving it that night and driving the show that day. And it was a sad day. It was a sad day. Shows like that are very difficult to do when
yep.
you're talking about an iconic figure that meant so much to so many people, and it just hits everybody out of the blue. Yep.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.